It's kind of scary. So we're both opposed to it, but I just wanted to make sure you had a face to my letter, because I was very concerned we wouldn't be able to make it to this one, and we wanted to oppose it. So
thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else? I want to give everybody a chance to voice what they feel about this.
We all say the same thing.
I'm beginning to get the drift.
And we're here.
Are we ready for a vote on that?
Before you vote, folks, this is the first that we've heard of this. With our conditional use permits, which are in place now, there is a revoking process. It's actually in the verbiage. I'd have to go back in our special use permits to see how it read. It's been long enough that I put that out, and I don't remember. But we'd appreciate knowing. Now, it's going to be hard to investigate whether it's family. Somebody said they'd let family come. But if there's loud music and noise, document it and call the office. Then we'll just start documenting. No promises, but, you know, being the first that I've heard of this, we haven't had any complaints yet. We would already been investigating it. I don't even know how far we would have moved forward with this CUP. So please, our office, planning and zoning, you can call and either get a hold of Cody or Amber or Presley, any of us, Marla. And, of course, we'll try to investigate how we can. We'll look to see if it's rented during that week. I'm not asking you to stop the people and say, hey, are you guys renters? You know, discretion, I'd be real careful, but we need to start documenting some of this. Yes, ma'am.
There was one incident, I think it was 2 years ago, where there was on their sign, there was a laminated piece of paper that said no renters would be allowed, because I think it was they hadn't paid their sales tax.
So, I mean, we had to take it to the prosecution level to get it finalized. And that was that piece of paper that I put on there. There's no renting allowed, because she was renting before she had her special use permit issued.
Okay, so that was where we were stuck, because we saw renters.
Yeah.
And didn't know where to report it.
Oh, yeah. Planning and zoning.
Let's take
office.
This up with, I mean, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but this is not the time or place. Take this up with Scott in the office and everything.
Did you have another question, sir? If you do, you can call me tomorrow at the office.
No, I think the only thing, I mean, I was going to have a point earlier, but that's fine. I think there's plenty to be discussed.
Oh, yeah, there's lots to be discussed, but please don't hesitate to call us and let us know.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay,
let's move on. We're
still now you're ready to vote.
Yeah. I need a motion.
We have a motion.
I have a motion now.
A second. We made a motion to approve.
All right. The motion has been made to approve.
And seconded.
All right. Are we ready to vote? All in favor, say aye and raise your right hand. All opposed, same sign. Motion fails.
Can I vote no if I made the motion?
Yep.
Robert's letting me do that.
Sure can.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Yes, you can. I forget who pulled that first time on me.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have complaints, please call planning and zoning.
Call us.
Like the conditional use permits, which is what we use since we have the new zoning map, we have teeth and we can get those revoked. The special use permits are a little different. We'll have to research that. But we'll put in some verbiage where we can get those revoked. So, make the complaint.
Motion to adjourn.
But I don't know if there's anything else.
That's everything. Second. All in favor, stand up.